This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're live in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Putin has issued a public statement of escalating violence. If, quote, terrorists continue to hit Russian targets, both in Russia and outside of Russia, this thing is just escalating completely out of control right now. We're taking your phone calls. Let's go ahead and take a call from Derek in North Carolina, then Tom and others. Derek, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing, man? It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you while we still can. I just have a really bad feeling.
I do, too. And so I have to agree with one of your earlier callers. I don't think this is Russia, and I don't think this is, one, it's just not sophisticated enough. They're not going to go after public-facing targets. But I do agree with you that I think that they could be doing this just to put the talking points out there, to put the fillers out there, to see what the public pulse would be, because people are just kind of losing support for Ukraine, Russia, whole garbage that's going on over there. But the escalation just keeps going with the bridge, now with Russia responding to that. So now we have to get ourselves injected, the U.S. does, or whoever possibly could be involved in driving this and driving the narrative that Russia's going to attack.
And
the
again,
US
that's key. Zelensky admits he's trying to do provocations to get the U.S. fully in.
Exactly, exactly. And there's no need for us to be escalating this any further.
Russia's getting its ass kicked. Exactly. Russia's getting its ass kicked.
That's right. The question, well, Russia's not. Russia's responding now. And the question should be, why is Biden not asking or offering to talk to Putin the way that Trump did? Trump offered to, and it was good for them to talk.
Well, hell, Zelensky passed a law saying no peace deals.
Well, yeah, so he didn't want to be involved in it. Where actually, Turkey was trying to broker that deal to kind of get some peace talks going, and they shut it down. So we see the writing on the wall that they want this escalation. You've been calling for it, or you've been calling or saying that people are calling for it, trying to get us aware of it so that we could possibly stop it, bring up enough awareness. I think the public's smart enough. I think we know that this is all BS. But what can we do?
Well, the public better know that when the Pope, who's a globalist, and Henry Kissinger, who's one of the most important globalists, are saying it needs to stop, it needs to stop.
Exactly. Well, then you have King Charles, and you have the World Economic Forum pushing this. They want to see this destabilization on a global front. But what we can do personally, I think that's what it comes down to. What can we do? Can we go out there and call somebody? We can call our local politicians, but unfortunately, they are not listening. The only thing we can do is work on personal excellence, being an example, being an inspiration to others, and being a true man. And what that means is being responsible. And we need to be responsible in our circle, our communities, like, hey, enough is enough.
I agree. But we need peaceful demonstrations. At the same time, we should call into C-SPAN. We should call Congress. A lot of them don't listen, but a big enough buzz they will listen to. Look at PayPal, had to back off their new social credit score. If they disagree with your politics, they were going to fine you $2,500 per infraction. But I agree, being good leaders is the most important thing in getting right with God. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to give this next caller only a minute and a half, so I've got to get to everybody. Tom in New Jersey on World War III, Russian threats, currency, economic doom. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? So basically, I think the whole kinetic aspect of this is a lot of smoke and mirrors. I think a lot of what's happening right now is the race against the clock as the dollar gets more and more valuable against every other currency except the ruble. Oil's traded in the dollar. As countries become less and less able to purchase oil, it's going to start making it more and more attractive for those countries to move to another currency. You got OPEC Plus cutting 2 million barrels a day. If Russia was really losing the way everybody
thinks. Hold on. What you're saying is the key to everything. Don't hang up. I'm going to hold you over. Okay. What Tom is saying is everything. They admit they're doing this for a great reset. They're bringing down the old system. They're creating major depression and inflation and crises. With the currency crises, with only the ruble and the dollar going up, everybody else is going to want to move to a new global system. What he says is absolutely dead on. Tom, stay there. We'll get to everybody else, the order their calls received. Greg, and then Steve, and everybody else. And then we got some special guests joining us as well on some really big topics that are important. Wow, what a time to be alive. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Share that URL. That is a key part of the resistance. Infowars.com. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special guest joining us coming up at the start of the next segment. I'm jamming in your calls right now on the top story we'll be covering throughout the broadcast into the war room today. I was going to do a special 12-hour broadcast on Wednesday. I may even just do it tomorrow and right through Wednesday. This is so important. Big story up on InfoWars.com. Russia launches large-scale strikes on some 20 Ukrainian cities in response to terrorists. Crimea, a bridge blast, a series of major explosions rock Kiev and several locations across Ukraine today, following Russian President Vladimir Putin's blaming Ukrainian special services for the terrorist blast. Well, they've taken credit, which partially disabled the Crimean bridge that links Russia with the peninsula. And Putin went on to say that they can expect massive escalations in the attacks and warn Ukraine that any other attempts for terror attacks will be met with destruction of Ukrainian cities. If attempts to carry out terror attacks continue, Russian response will be severe at the level of threats facing it. Nobody should be in any doubt, Putin warned. He threatened the more might follow if attempts to commit terrorist acts on our territory continue. So this thing is escalating out of control very quickly. Tom got cut off on the break. I wanted to start over. The substations just joined us and explain what this is really all about. The Great Reset, a new global digital programmable token currency. Break it down for us.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the Great Reset's happening regardless. It's just going to be who's controlling it, Klaus Schwab or BRICS. As the dollar gets stronger and people, other countries look to move off of it because they can't transfer their currency to the dollar and buy oil, you're going to have a new currency system emerge. And 10 years ago, Saudi Arabia would never have done what they just did to the United States. And now you got OPEC Plus and Saudi Arabia. Most of these countries are members of BRICS. The Saudis are applying to be a member of BRICS. Everybody's getting on side right now. If Russia was losing the way it was, there is no way on earth.
I totally agree. Russia's winning economically and creating a new New World Order, which they said the globalists are losing, but Russia's losing militarily with a major sacrifice. But economically, politically, they're winning.
Yes, I agree. And I think at the end of this, it's going to be subjugation to be a CBDC and the World Economic Forum, or the collapse of the United States dollar as the world reserve currency, and Russia and China making the rules. And I don't see a good way out of this. I think these elections are really important, and I think that's why the cyber attack happened. I think it was domestic. It's meant to sow fear. It's a reason to put us into another emergency to stop these elections or do the same old mail-in ballot bullcrap that they did last time.
What do you make of the cyber attack? Obviously, wasn't really a real cyber attack. Perfect deep state operation, in my view. No real infrastructure hit, but now they can start the process of setting Russia up for the major cyber attack the deep state will launch that can bring down major power grids.
I agree with you that it's just another crumb on the trail with the cyber attack and the PSA for the nuclear attack in New York not that long ago. It's all meant to set a narrative so come November they can declare some sort of emergency and stop the elections from happening.
That's right. God bless you. Absolutely. And all the pre-programming that Russia's going to launch a cyber attack, all the propaganda, now it happens. Now they're saying more is coming, and that's the perfect pretext for limited power outages, things of that nature, to say it's a Russian cyber attack, to declare an emergency, or to have such hysteria going on during the election with mail-in ballots that, oh, you know, the Republicans are pro-Russia and Trump's a Russian agent, all that pre-programming to then basically try to outlaw the Republican Party. The deep state knows they're losing political control. They know we're peacefully winning, so they're going to want to overturn the chessboard and declare victory. We are in the most dangerous position this country has ever been in since its founding in July 4, 1776. Bet your bottom dollar on that. Anybody can see it. Greg in Iowa, Cold War veteran, Army on Russia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing today, Alex? It's awesome to listen to you, as always. Big supporter. Love the Great Reset. Love the vitamins, bodies. Love it.
You.
As a disabled vet, it's helped me get mobile again, get off the pharmaceutical junk that they push. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
On the gun range today, I teach survival and other things of that nature. Work with ex-military intel guys doing farm security work around the country. About a year ago, they sold their houses, their cars. They're still downsizing and moving to different locations. Freak me out. Why? All this. And they won't tell me why. Just say, get your money out of the bank like you have and get stuff. Get stuff that you and your wife need. I'm freaked because I spent almost 20 years teaching Cold War tactics, Russia tactics, you name it, for the Army and the Marine Corps. I've had to recently just teach my wife how to react to an NBC attack, and I'm pissed. Part of my language as a Christian, I'm pissed because I've had to teach a woman, a good Christian woman, how to freaking react to this stuff, how to put a gas mask on, how to put an NBC-type suit on, how to decontaminate, and I'm furious. Where are the Christian men in this country? We keep saying they're losing, but they're winning. Their economy's booming. They control the air, the sea. They control what goes in and out of Ukraine. Their economy's awesome. Our fuel is $8 a gallon for diesel in some areas. We don't have food. We don't have electricity to meet our needs. We don't have the water to meet our needs. How are they winning? I've taught it. And every time they draw you in, they close the door on you. That's what we taught each other. We used Hind helicopters. We used their tanks. We used their BMPs back in the late 80s and 90s. We had that equipment to teach with and all their tactics. And I just want to know, when are we going to stand up and say, we're not with this, our Nazi government? When are we going to do that in mass? Because until we get off of our Netflix and our PlayStations and get out there and say something, yes, we're going to be targeted by the Gestapo, FBI, the Stasi. Yes, we're going to be targeted. But until that happens, they're going to just run roughshod over us.
Greg, I hear your points, great points, and God bless you. Think about how cynical the globalists are that the feds ran ads in New York, they're still running them, saying, here's what you do when the nuclear bombs hit or when the nuclear missiles hit. You just tune into your local radio station online or the government app. None of that will be on, folks. If you're in Manhattan, you'll be dead. Or you'll be under rubble. Crawling out into radiation. I mean, that's what they're telling people to get ready for. All right, look, we got loaded phone lines here. And I want to go to Stephen. I want to go to everybody. We've got a special guest coming on. I'll continue with calls after that. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, quick product plug. Last week I got a package in the mail from you folks, which was Super Male Vitality, Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and I've also had the VasoBeat. The only thing I was lacking was the Turbo Force because you guys ran out. But over the weekend I got to run a four-race series called the Aiken Quad Challenge in Lakeland, Florida. And I want to praise God and thank God for these products because they definitely enabled me to get first place for men age 60 to 64 in all four races. So
you definitely felt the difference of the products. They're all top flight. Thank you so much for the support.
Yes, sir. Now, what I wanted to say, first of all, if you want to see realistically what we're facing with global thermonuclear war, don't watch War Games. That's a simulation. Watch the 1983 movie. It's still on YouTube, called The Day After, starring Jason Robards and put out by ABC, of all things. Very realistic to show what we're facing if we get hit with nukes. That being said, I want to say this. Mike Adams has interviewed several times, including on InfoWars when he's hosted, J.R. Nyquist, who's brought out about how Russia and China have been doing joint military war games exercises over the last 5 to 6 years. Iran's also joined in on this. And just recently, there were Russian and Chinese warships spotted off of our Alaskan coast. You remember earlier this year, I think it was, or late last year, there was Russian warships spotted about 35 miles from Hawaii. So what I want to say is this. I don't believe Putin walked into a trap. He baited us. Between what Biden did, leaving all that the hardware in Afghanistan, and now putting everything into Ukraine, we've left ourselves wide open after the implosion that we're going to have here in the United States because of what the globalists have done here for invasion by the Russians.
All right, Steve, interesting points. Thank you so much. God bless. Our special guest, Nick Ricado.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Monday, October 10th broadcast. I'll continue with your calls to start of the next hour. Those that are holding, if you're gracious enough to hold, love to talk to you about the out-of-control escalation into thermonuclear war that even mainline analysts say we're on the very edge of. But I want to get Nick Ricado on because I've seen some of his reports. He's a very popular online commentator. He's also a lawyer. And I know that Robert Barnes thinks very, very highly of him, and I think highly of Robert Barnes. Nick Ricado is our guest, and he's ricadolaw.locals.com, Ricado Law on Rumble and YouTube. And he's here with us to discuss the waterfront. You know, you've got PayPal and his social credit score they pushed last week, $2,500 fines. It's actually Robert Barnes broke that last week. I didn't even know that. But I saw that later in the news. They've now backed off of that. Ricado has been banned for calling out transgender activists who claim to provide hormone replacement therapy drugs to minors without their parents' knowledge or consent. Faced 45 ethics complaints to the Lawyer Ethics Board of Minnesota. He's talking about free speech, big tech, tyranny of the courts, COVID, and the test run for government to control the populace through fear. But also, just up front, it's not about my case. It's about the Democrats, the deep state admitting, defaulting me when we gave them all the discovery, then not letting me defend myself in these show trials, is the model they're admitting on MSNBC and CNN they're going to use against everybody else. So the cherry on top of tyranny with the surveillance and the open borders and all of it and the forced injections and the intimidation of lockdowns is now completely weaponized judiciary. And he's been a defender of InfoWars, even though he disagrees with all of our topics and points, and he's been censored and attacked for that. So that's a feather in his cap. So, Nick Ricado, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Nice to be here, man.
It's nice to have you here. We're on a bunch of radio stations, so we have like 14 minutes of break an hour. I apologize, but I just want to give you the floor. You're a smart guy to roll with any of the topics first you want to hit.
Well, Alex, I hate what they've been doing to you in court. Like, I just want to say that straight out the gate. I think that you have an extremely important case, which was an interesting exchange you had with the plaintiff's attorney in your Connecticut case. Is this case important? Of course it is. The problem is the important part of the case is the part that we missed. We just went ahead and defaulted you and skipped over the question of was there any defamatory statements, so much so that there's nothing in the record about what you actually said that we can link to any sort of tangible damages. And that I think is just an affront to the First Amendment. I think it's an affront to your due process. And I think that that's just absolute garbage. So I'd kind of like to start there if you're willing to talk.
Please do. You're a well-known, successful lawyer, and people want to get your take on this. I mean, even Barnes a few months ago looked at her limities. I'm not a lawyer, but the pretrial stuff we were allowed to say, and people didn't believe Barnes when he said that I can't say these 12 things. Then she said on the stand three times, can't say I'm innocent, can't say I'm bankrupt, can't say I never said their names. I still did that, so she said, I'm going to arrest you the next time you did, so I didn't show back up.
Right, and it was crazy. The whole idea that you're supposed to defend yourself without being able to speak about any of the aspects of what's going on with you with this case is ludicrous. And I was watching your examination, and I was really looking forward to the cross-examination. But once the judge said frankly, straight to your attorney. Look, you got mad about how I treated the plaintiff's attorney. So next time when you're up, I'm going to do it whole differently and have zero tolerance. So she basically said, yeah, when you get up on the stand, you and your attorney are likely to be held in contempt of court, but the other guy gets to do it scot-free. It was a complete imbalance. There's no impartiality. And I said from the get-go, the moment your case got removed from federal court to Connecticut under extremely bogus circumstances, might I add, once that happened, I said, there's no way Alex gets a fair trial in Connecticut. It's not possible. It's not going to happen. I didn't think you'd get that fair of a trial in federal court, but at least you'd have a little bit of diversity between you and the other parties.
Well, exactly. Listeners got mad that I declared bankruptcy. I'm out of money. And from what I've seen, at least the federal court won't be completely out of control, hopefully, because everything they're saying is a lie.
Right. And the reality of bankruptcy is when you're out of money, you're out of money. It doesn't matter what else is going on. But, yeah.
What do you make of them asking for $8.25 billion? That's official. Even law.com confirms it. That's what they want. $550 million per plaintiff, 15 plaintiffs.
Absolutely absurd. You know, one of the things that came out, I think you said during the trial, was people are blaming you for the kids being shot more than they're blaming the actual shooter, which seems to be 100% true. You've become the scarecrow, the scapegoat, the punching bag for these parents. And frankly, that's not a healthy way to deal with things, to be mad at someone who gave an opinion you don't like as if they're the cause of your child's unfortunate death.
And that was the three-plus weeks of testimony. It was all about their kids being shot, but then they talk about me. They would never even say Lanza's name. They talk about their kid not coming over to school, then talk about me for an hour.
Right, as if you would have had anything to do with it. And $550 million is obviously a ridiculous number. I mean, frankly, I thought the Texas judgment was a ridiculous number as well. The big problem I have with this is I didn't see them tangibly link what their damages actually would be, even assuming there was some sort of guilt there. I didn't see some.
Explain that in layman's terms. No proof I sent anybody to arrest. People didn't. All one person, I said the name. One plaintiff, I said his name. I said, yeah, that video looks suspicious. I mean, right. I literally hardly ever covered it.
Right. And it's like you got punished for the opinions of other people is what happened. And then, of course, projections upon you about what you might think. But what I was talking about is there's no link to what has happened to these people. And I'm frankly unclear on what exactly has happened to them in the first place. But there's no link to how what you have said has caused directly that thing. It seems like you're consistently being held liable for the actions of others, which as an online commentator with a decent sized audience, that's extremely concerning, because if I say something, I express an opinion about a case or about a subject, and then someone else takes that and runs with it and does something that I never asked anybody to do. That's not my fault. There's nothing I can do about that. And I think everybody who talks about this needs to be really examining where they fall down on this. And
I agree. What about the FBI agent? I never knew his name until he sued me. Never talked about him. We never talked about him. Didn't even know who he was. He wants $550 million. I don't even know who the guy is.
Right. I can't figure out what damages that guy suffered. First of all, the biggest damage is I saw that guy's picture. I mean, I think that was more damaging to him than anything else. It's a sad estate for an FBI agent.
Yeah, he looks like a little kid dressed up for Army.
He really does. It was kind of embarrassing, if you ask me. But no, the whole thing is just it's a huge blow to free speech, and it's a pulse check on our country. We have this constitution that says, no, we get to speak freely. We get to voice opinions, even if other people don't like them. Those opinions can be popular or unpopular. They can be dangerous. They can be safe. And we have to protect all of them.
And we also get to put on a defense, which I was barred. Even a local news said, Jones is barred from defending himself. That was in the newspaper.
Right. Which is, that whole Fifth Amendment due process comes in. Where was it? Where do we get our rights if they're recognized by the Constitution, but they're just snuffed out by a judge with an agenda?
All right, well-known lawyer Nick Ricada giving us an analysis of the waterfront. Key information straight ahead. Nick, what's the best website for folks to visit to find all your great material?
RicadaLaw.locals.com is the centralized hub, but you can find a ton of it on YouTube. I've been doing this for 5 years, talking about anything.
All right, stay right there. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. Takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Popular online commentator, lawyer, Nick Ricade is our guest. The rest of the hour, then your phone call's coming up.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, let me put bookends what we were just talking about. We're going to shift gears to other big serious topics. If I saw another talk show host being railroaded and not allowed to defend themselves, I would be just as upset as I am about what's happening to me. But one thing that's hurt us that I didn't think of is listeners see this big judgment in Texas for $50 million. It's really $5 million capped. And they see these other $8 million things. And people say, sorry you're going out of business. Sorry you're going to close. You know, no. We're going to appeal it for years. If there's any country left, it's going to be overturned. A lot of mainline judges have said that. I mean, this is crazy what they've done. So we're targeted, but we're going to win in the end. We just need support and funding now to keep us on air. We're not going away. What will make us go away is not these lawsuits. It'll be you not supporting at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. X3, the highest quality iodine, so good for your old body. 50% off the spider run on iodine that's happening right now for all the nuclear war reasons. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your immune system. X3, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock, 50% off. So, Nick Riccata, you wanted to get into the banks and the money and the social credit score and the whole PayPal fiasco. What would make them officially put in their terms of services last week that if we don't like your political views, we're going to take $2,500 out per pop? That really gives us a window into what the big banking establishment's planning.
Yeah, I mean, this has been coming down the pike for years now. We saw it first, I guess, with the deplatforming of people from Patreon. That was a little bit confusing. And the first one I saw was Jihad Watch. And some information came out about that, where we found out it was actually the payment processors that demanded that Patreon shut them down. And basically the exchange is, well, you know, we don't want you to do business with these people. So if you do business with these people, we won't do business with you. And the banks became absolutely untouchable. They got to this place where they could control who the next person down the chain's customers were by just threatening to cut off their banking. And now we see PayPal, which was kind of an alternative independent processor that rises up, threatening by an effective social credit score. If you say hate speech or misinformation, whatever the hell those even are, if you say that, we're going to just take money from you. We'll extract it. And since PayPal operates as a pseudo bank, they just have access to take your money right away. No court, no consent, and good luck fighting in court to get that back. They just say, well, we have a term of service. You agreed to this. Like, when did I agree for you to take my money? But banks really are the ultimate, they're the ultimate linchpin in our society. We run on such a financially driven economy that if you can cut off someone's access to banking, you can cut off their access to anything. It doesn't matter what your platform is. It doesn't matter what your bank account is or how much money you have. You can't exchange it. You can't send it to someone else. And to me, it's just crazy that we're allowing this to get as far as it is.
And, Nick, there's another aspect, too. They're not saying we're going to fine you for what you do on the platform. We're going to watch you. So they're saying we've got a spy agency. We're going to watch you with these other groups, and if you don't do what we want, we're going to fine you. No judge, no jury, no due process. I mean, if the federal government acted like this, that would finally bring them down, but instead it's the corporations doing it.
Right, and the scary thing is, I mean, we know they have their own surveillance. They have algorithms to watch just about anything because they have unlimited amounts of money. But the other thing that they've got is an army of complicit idiots out there willing to go out and flag and report every single piece of wrongthink that they come across. And it becomes a tool to weaponize the economic system of the United States against your enemy. And so many people are just willing to give into it because they think they're on the correct side of whatever. And they don't realize the implications that once their opinion becomes unpopular in any way, it goes right back against
them. Well, let's remember 1984. George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, at the highest level of fame and socialist, fought against the fascists with the communists in Spain. He wrote 1984 because he saw the communists for what they were. And in the book, the neighbor that tattles on him, the day after he's put in the torture camp, the neighbor's there now, too. So the neighbor thought he was getting ahead by tattling. No, that's not how this works. You're destroying your own social safety net.
Exactly. This country was founded with the idea that we were all kind of united together and there was this governmental entity that we suffered a little bit because we needed security. We needed someone to gather the guns to fight back if someone came to our shores. But that was the key to it. We didn't trust the government. We didn't trust like a policing system that was around. We just hoped they wouldn't oppress us too much. And we wrote down some law that says maybe they can't. And now we're just our entire society is giving right into it. And the worst part is it's not the government really even doing it anymore because they don't have to. They've infiltrated corporations with enough propaganda that the corporations will just police everyone for us.
Where do you see this going?
Well, I have a hopeful side. My hopeful side says the pendulum is coming to a stop and is going to start swinging back the other way. And we'll get some people with who will notice this is going on at the normal levels, and they'll start rejecting it and pushing back. And I think a big turning point kind of for a lot of mainstream America was Johnny Depp, oddly enough, and his trial, because Johnny Depp was no far right, insurrectionist or whatever. He's just a Hollywood guy, very popular. And people saw how he almost got railroaded into absolute oblivion. I mean, he was cut off from everything, made a pariah in Hollywood, made a pariah in society. And then when the trial comes out and people start listening, they're like, oh, this guy was absolutely railroaded. And everybody just went along with it because that was the convenient narrative of the Me Too movement and this sort of socialist agenda that hits. And so once that happened, I saw a lot of people start to turn and say, hey, I've been a liberal my whole life, but this is garbage. And I don't like how they're treating people. And so I think more cases like that are going to bring us back.
Same thing with transgenderism. Taking over parents' parental rights, targeting children, putting them in databases, sterilizing them. You've been a big critic of that. I see that as really waking people up across the political spectrum.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest mistake that these people made during COVID was they started going after they started going to kids. They started pushing transgenderism in schools. They started pushing critical race theories in schools. And then they sent all the kids home during COVID and all the parents got to see it. They got to see it in front of them. I mean, they'd hear about some stuff here and there, but, you know, oh, mom, dad, listen to what we learned. Yeah, sure. Cool. Whatever. Then they're sitting there and their kids are at home. They're hearing the teachers lecture about it. They're getting assignments and looking at them going, what is this? What are we even talking about? Where's just math? Can we try teaching math or reading or any of those things? No. Now it's all about race. It's all about gender. It's all about identity and nothing about actual classical education anymore. I think that was a mistake because, yes, going after kids is going to wake up parents. But calling out transgender activists is a very dangerous activity, I recently learned.
Oh, yeah. I got calls like 4 years ago from big tech, like vice presidents. They said, just leave the transgender alone and we'll leave you alone. That is so important to them to control the minds of the youth. Now, if you can form a sexual relationship with a child, you control them. Now, they can't rape them, but they can tell them they're another sex and prepare them for medical rape. I mean, this is really abusive.
It's really abusive. And the scary part is, you know, you have weirdos individually who are out there grooming kids online for this stuff. They meet them on places like Discord or whatever. And then, these kids get caught at this most confusing point in their life when they're going through a bunch of hormonal changes. Their identities are all out of whack. Their peers are all different. And then they take advantage of that and start trying to push them as a token into their own agenda. The worst part, though, is that hospitals and doctors and psychiatrists all across the country are seemingly complicit in this. And I think it's because a lot of them are just flat out terrified to say anything else. Because if you say anything against it, your medical license goes away, your psychiatric license goes away, the hospital's funding gets revoked, grants get dropped, and everybody's scared of this.
So might as well just roll over and take the money, like all these videos show, university directors saying, hey, we're making a lot of money off chopping little girls' breasts off, little boys' genitals off. We'll be right back with Nick Rakatic, lawyer, well-known talk show host, to talk about the tyranny of tech censorship and the wheels coming off the whole COVID narrative straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Escalations in Ukraine and around the world with cyber attacks. We'll be covering it with your phone call starting the next hour. But Nick Riccata, I wanted to get back to what you were saying before the break. You hope the pendulum's stopping, beginning to swing back, and I'm seeing a lot of signs of that. The problem is the corrupt institutional systems are pulling out all the stops they can to try to stop that. But the good news is we have the Florida Surgeon General with their own one-year study that mirrors the other studies. There's an 84% increase in death for men 18-39 of heart attacks and myocarditis who've taken the shots. The deep state did not intend for all this to come out. They are in full panic mode. Twitter removed the Surgeon General for a day but had to reinstate him because he has the documents and he's a government official. So whether it's PayPal or whether it's Twitter, it seems like they're starting to hit a wall here as people awaken. Your view on that?
My view, Alex, is as the pendulum gets to the end, that's when we see that power is at its maximum. And that's the scariest point. That's when these places are going to lash out hard. Bannings are going to increase and ramp up. And that's when hopefully the tide will turn after that. But it's going to be a bloodbath on the way to it. Some of these, really, the only thing saving us, in my opinion, is places like InfoWars, and then independent commentators and journalists all across basically everywhere. I know big tech is trying to censor us. They'll ban us on YouTube. I've been banned on Twitter. They'll ban us everywhere they can. But more and more places are cropping up, places like Rumble, places like Odyssey, to allow us to actually get the message out. And that message cannot be stopped forever. We're going back to a more democratized style of press that we had at the beginning of this country, where every town had 100 newspapers and everybody got to pick who they wanted to listen to and build trust with. And that's the way it should be. We should not be listening to 5 different voices that all have the same opinion and only approved opinions apply. So as long as we keep building that and people keep supporting that independence, I think we actually have a shot of turning this thing around.
Absolutely. I'm not naive. And I don't put hope in individuals. I put it in ideas and groups of people acting individually but collectively. But Elon Musk has done some things I didn't like, but he's moving in a direction I really like. And his internal text messages that just came out of this Twitter deal, as you know, as a lawyer, you probably read them. He's anti-censorship. He's anti-authoritarian. And he says, I want Internet X or 3.0 back to freedom but with all the new functions. And if he can do that, if he can fix Twitter and take over, that is going to really turn the tide. Very bold things he's doing, in my view. Your take on Elon Musk?
Look, my take on Elon Musk is him buying Twitter would be one of the funniest things I can imagine. And Twitter can't possibly be worse than it is. My view, Twitter is one of the absolute worst websites in existence for mental health. It's one of the worst websites in existence for the spread of information.
It's a cyber re-education camp.
It is. It is. And it's also just a haven of pedophilia and child pornography. And it's frankly disgusting how bad Twitter is at removing that stuff. And I don't know if you know, there's a case that's been going on for a while against them of a kid who reported to Twitter that his video was basically taken from him. He was catfished and then it was uploaded to Twitter and they said it didn't violate their terms of service. He presented his identification showing that he was under 18 years old. His mom did. It took them getting a police report, and this thing just sat up on Twitter for days and days and days while this kid was being exploited. And now they're trying to say that was all just fine. That's how they run their website, and that's okay. But you know, you say one wrong thing about COVID, or you say one wrong thing about the wrong government official, and you're off Twitter for the rest of your life.
And let's be clear about what you just said. There's thousands of cases and hundreds of lawsuits. If you criticize open borders, you're banned. If you criticize lockdowns, you're banned. If you criticize the poison shot, you're banned. If you're the Surgeon General of Florida, they try to ban you. But if you're promoting pedophilia, transgenderism, drag queen story time, you're totally protected. So they're not just accidentally protecting this. This is a company value.
Yeah, it seems to be. And we've started to notice this through a lot of the big tech companies. It seems like their coding divisions, their development divisions, and their human resources divisions are all staffed with people of the same sort of idea. And so
pedo friendly.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't really matter what the top levels of these companies are doing, because the middle, the operational function is all of the same mindset. And I almost think that some of the executives at these companies don't have that much idea of what's going on, but they're fine with it, but they don't really like get involved too much day to day. But they just
I was talking to a well-known person that's at Spotify, and he told me more than what was just in the news. Something like 70% of the coders at Spotify are transgender, and they won't let you get a job there unless you are. So it's a cult.
Right. They've been infiltrating into these companies and building this culture, and they've been content to stay in the middle of everything. A lot of people out there, they want to shoot for the top. They want to build the biggest thing they can. I want to improve myself and my station as much as possible. These people were willing to sacrifice all that to stay in the middle to exercise control. And it's terrifying. We see it through administrative government positions, and now we're seeing it all
because
over
they want access to children.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because if they control children, which they're not having, that's, they've got to co-opt someone else's kids. They're not having them themselves. They co-opt someone else's kids. Then they control the next generation. And it's they've always played the long game. They've been doing this forever. Communism moves very slowly. And they have no qualms waiting one more generation or one more generation. It's up to us to fight back against it.
All right, Nick. You know, I was a pioneer, not like Adam Curry, the pioneer, but I was a pioneer in podcasting, one of the first 100. I kind of got out of it when I got delisted. We're bringing back commercial-free podcasting. We've already been doing it once a week. It's got about 2 million views. I want to invite you on to do an hour commercial-free. You can send us all your points, clips you want to play. Love to have you part of the show. Really appreciate you. About a 2-minute closing comment.
Well, first, thank you. I'm flattered, and I would love to. Second of all, my closing comment is to you and to the audiences out there, stay strong, keep speaking your mind, never live under the boot of anybody. Your opinions are yours. It's the last thing that can never take away what you think, what you believe, and what you say. You can be punished for it. And sometimes you will. You should always speak prudently, but you should always speak boldly in that prudence. Know that there are so many people out there fighting for freedom and fighting for you, and there's way more than you think that are on your side.
That's perfectly said. And anything valuable, anything powerful, they're going to attack. So as a rule, there's the old saying from World War II, they didn't have radar yet or wasn't deployed yet fully, that they didn't actually know where the German factories were, but wherever the flak was, they steered towards it. And sure, you're not getting flak, you fly around the target. You've got to go into the flak, and we've got to understand that not flying into the flak is going to be much worse than submitting to it, and that's really what this comes down to. Nick Riccata, thank you so much for joining us today. People can find your great work at riccatalaw.locals.com, and they can also find you a lot of other great places. So God bless you, and thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to come back and take phone calls and hit the latest news on Russia. And look, I'm just going to say this right up front. We were in trouble last week. The economy's falling apart. We weren't getting enough orders in to even pay the bills. And we still aren't out of the red again. We got back in the red again. Drives me crazy. But all of a sudden, X3 was like selling out. And I went, why is that? Oh, people are buying because they think it protects them from a nuclear war. It does not protect you from a nuclear war. Praying and being involved and being engaged and saying no to tyranny does. Yeah, it protects your thyroid from a few isotopes, the most common radioactive isotopes that are given off by a hydrogen bomb. Yes, but it's like, you know, having a life vest in the middle of the North Atlantic, you're going to freeze to death anyway. It doesn't really matter. That's not why we sell iodine, though there's a run on it. We're not going to raise the price despite it. It does protect your immune system and your body and your cells and your energy. It's essential, and we have the very best X3 back in stock, 50% off, selling out very quickly. So it funds the InfoWar. It'll do amazing things. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. On average, take a few drops every morning or every night. I wouldn't take it at night because it gives you so much energy. And it doesn't have stimulants in it. So many people are missing out on real iodine. So much of the iodine in the environment's bound to other compounds, other things on the periodic table. And so you don't absorb it properly. It's bound to other elements. This is the pure deep earth crystal iodine. The two other types help it absorb even faster. It's 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it's selling out quick. I want to thank you all for your support. Get your X2 now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're going to end this soon. Sign copies as a fundraiser of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And we've extended for at least 3 days the big mega sale, 40-50% off across the board on DNA Force Plus, you name it, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm doing a special emergency broadcast till midnight Wednesday.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions.
GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.